Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Romans 3 and 3. He says, what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect?
No.
What's the answer?
No.
King James says, God forbid. Trying to express this strong phrase in the Greek. Basically, it means no way, no how. Let me read this from another translation. If some have no faith, the basic English says, will that make the faith of God without effect? Just because this person doesn't have faith and it didn't work for him, does that mean God's faith doesn't work? Complete English. It is true that some did not believe the message, but does this mean that God cannot be trusted just because they did not have faith? Get this settled in your spirit, friend. God is faithful. He never fails. His Word never fails. Faith in His Word never fails. Faith in Him never fails. Never. Never has. Never will. So what about failures? That's people failing. That's people failing to believe, failing to obey, failing to hear from Him. Because of their unbelief was the answer Jesus gave them over and over and over. Little faith, no faith, unbelief. Why'd you doubt? Should we come up with something else or just stay with the Scriptures?
Let's stay with the Scriptures.
Now, one thing we need to do is let the Lord adjust our concept in our view of all this. In Philippians 3. Philippians 3 and 12. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend, that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
The word apprehend here, the Greek words there, means to lay hold. To lay hold, to possess. And this is faith. Timothy says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Remember some weeks ago we talked about, is it let go and let God?
No.
Or is it lay hold and hold fast?
That's right.
See, some are advocating, and it's no new doctrine. It's been around for generations. It's all up to God. He's already done everything. It's all by His grace, and it's only grace. And He's already done everything and will do everything. That's not true. He has, through Jesus, bought and paid for our full redemption and our healing and our deliverance and blessed us with every blessing in heavenly places, everything that pertains unto life and godliness. But here's what He hasn't done. He hasn't received it for us. Come on, are you with me? And He won't receive it for us. He's not going to. And we have an enemy down here who's arrayed against us to prevent us from laying hold of what's been given to us. And God won't resist the devil for us either. So He has bought and paid for everything and given it to us, but He hasn't done everything when you start talking about our part.
Amen.
And how do you resist the devil? Faith.
Yes.
How do you receive and lay hold of what God has given?
Faith.
Faith.
Amen.
Faith.
Amen.
Oh, somebody say faith. Faith. But then there's this thing that has developed. It's of the enemy. It's developed in faith churches and word churches. A pride about faith. And anytime you have that, you're going to have a shame when there's not results. We've got people, right and left, that are embarrassed. They're ashamed because they don't already have this, or they haven't already experienced victory and overcome in this area or that. And so people have felt burdened under these, what they assume is other people's expectations. I've had people that I've known, people in our churches and our ministry and partners, that the Lord used us to help. And they said, well, Brother Keith, I didn't want you to know about that. I was embarrassed and I was ashamed about it. I just thought maybe, you know, you would expect that I was had more faith than that. And they couldn't be more wrong. I said, they couldn't be more wrong. If we're going to talk about somebody who should have more faith, I'm right on top of the list. We're in the same boat.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right?
Could you have more faith? Absolutely. Could I? Absolutely. But what we must get a hold of is that we don't have to have all of our results showing to please God. Because what does He look at? He's not looking at how much money you get in the bank. He's not looking that your body doesn't have any symptoms in it. What's He looking at? He's looking at your heart. And what is it that pleases Him?
Faith.
And as long as you won't quit and you're believing Him and you're trusting Him the best you know how, He's pleased with that faith. He accepts your heart right where you are, right now. All of us. Didn't the Scripture say all of us have sinned? And what? Come short of the glory of God. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What's Paul saying right here by the Spirit of God? I'm going to read this to you from another translation. The Wiest translation says it like this. Well, let me read the Young's literal first. He said, not that I did already obtain or have already been perfected, but I pursue, if also I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by the Christ Jesus. The Wiest translation says it like this, not that I already made acquisition or that I have now already been brought to that place of absolute spiritual maturity, beyond which there's no progress, but I am pursuing onward, if I may lay hold of that for which I've been laid hold of by Christ Jesus. How are you going to lay hold? How are you going to lay hold? By faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold. I'm not counting myself as one who has in an absolutely and complete way laid hold of that for which I've been laid hold of. But one thing I'm doing, in fact, I'm forgetting completely the things that are behind and stretching forth to the things which are in front, bearing down upon the goal, I'm pursuing on for the prize of the call from above of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
What's Paul saying? I haven't received it all. I haven't laid hold of everything that the Lord got for me. Are we supposed to feel ashamed? And embarrassed?
No.
Because we hadn't laid hold of all of it?
No.
Well, then he would feel ashamed and embarrassed too. Please listen with your spirit. This feeling of embarrassment, this feeling of being less and being ashamed and trying to hide is not from God, and it's not from the real people of God.
Come on.
It's from the enemy. He's a condemner. He's an accuser. And what he wants to try to do is discourage us to the point where we quit endeavoring to believe. I haven't received everything God has for me. And you haven't received everything God has for you.
That's right.
And we've come short. I said, we've come short on some things. There's been some things we could have already had, but we wavered on. We got weak in our faith. We got scared. Not just a couple of us. All of us have come short of the glory of God. And we shouldn't just be floored, and we shouldn't be defeated when somebody comes short of all that God has given us.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
We should just gird up our loins and go, come on.
Come on.
Batter up. I mean, throw it again. Is that right? Huh? Or are y'all hearing this with your heart?
Yes.
Believe with me. This is something that's been on my heart for years now. Believe with me that all of Faith Life Church and all of our partners and everybody that will be affected by this ministry will get this and get free. I said get free from this hiding and covering and being embarrassed and being ashamed because I've been standing for X amount of time and I hadn't got that yet. Well, you and everybody else. But it doesn't mean faith doesn't work.
That's right.
And it doesn't mean God's not good.
That's right.
And it doesn't mean we can't have it still.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right?
What are we going to do? We're going to get more word. We're going to stir up. We're going to draw closer to Him. Is that right?
Yes.
And we're going to press on in.
That's right.
What did He say? Forgetting.
That's right.
Forgetting all the stuff behind.
Yes.
Well, I tried to stand with them and they didn't make it. Well, are they in heaven? Yeah. Well, shout. Shout about it. Well, we didn't make it in this. We didn't make it in that. Well, it wasn't God's fault. It didn't prove it wasn't God's will for you to have a victory. We just came short in our faith.
Amen.
Like the disciples who lived with Him for years.
Right.
Not making excuses.
Right.
Not saying we want to stay there. But at the same time, you don't crawl in a hole and go, man, they all got so much faith and I'm struggling and I'm not having anything and they can't even relate to me. That's the devil lying to you.
Amen.
Trying to separate you from the very thing you need so much.
That's right.
You need to rub shoulders with other people that have faith.
That's
it
right.
Inspires you. You still have to choose to walk in it yourself, but it's a lot better than hanging around naysayers and doubters, fault finders, unbelievers. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me.